Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
There are many different ways to solve a problem we might face. Different problems require different solutions, so it's not really that much of a surprise. One of the ways in which we can solve said problems is through the use of convergent thinking. Now, you might be sat there, listening and wondering what convergent thinking is. But the fact is, you've done it before. Everyone in the world has. All that's required for convergent thinking is logic. So why is it so important to understand what it is? Well, convergent thinking provides us with a better knowledge and application of critical thinking skills, something that we all need if we're to truly get the most out of ourselves and head in the right direction. So what exactly is convergent thinking? Whilst the term convergent thinking was first used by American psychologist Joy Poole Guilford, the actual concept has been around for much longer. People have thought logically and with reason throughout history. In its simplest form, all convergent thinking does is find the supposed correct answer through following a series of defined, logical, and calculated steps. What this often leads to is a single answer that's either right or wrong. There's no scenario where the answer could be something else because it went against the idea of logic and reason. Otherwise known as critical, vertical, linear, or analytical thinking, convergent thinking is incredibly useful in narrowing down options. As its main process involves using logic, anything that argues against this can be dismissed, although I'll talk about that later. Convergent thinking is all about finding the right answer from a potential 100. And if you apply this to almost any scenario in life, you can see just how often you might use it. And if you're still unsure, just think about any time you use numbers. In maths, there's only ever one answer to a question. 2 plus 2 is always 4. There's no scenario that it's ever 5. You can apply this to any mathematical question and you'll still be left with an answer that's either right or wrong. The reason being that it applies logic. Therefore, removing all potential answers that deny this. If you take convergent thinking and maths, you can see that it doesn't always apply to all subjects and aspects of life. In English, you tend to use a form of thinking known as divergent thinking. Whilst convergent focuses on logic, divergent tends to try to find answers through a more creative lens. But whether you use convergent or divergent, it's important to remember that both are very important to the way in which we think and the ways in which we can succeed. So how can you improve your convergent thinking ability? Whilst we all use convergent thinking on a daily basis, there's no rule that says we can't get better at it. Just like everything else in life, the more you practice it, as well as understand it, the better you can become at doing it. And with convergent thinking, it's a good idea to be as good as possible, given the benefits that it can have. Your speed of thought, your decision making, your accuracy, and your ability to come up with logical, calculated outcomes, rather than fantasies and ideals, could all be improved through a better application of convergent thinking. So, with all that said, what can actually be done to improve it? Here are just a few steps that might help you. For starters, you'll want to see the positives. Throughout this, I've said that anything that goes against the logic can be dismissed as the answer. But you don't want to dismiss everything straight away. It's very easy to spot negatives. In this case, potential answers and solutions to problems that go against your logical way of thinking. But that doesn't mean that they don't have any positives. We mentioned how you use convergent thinking in maths. But in the outside world, convergent thinking is used in other aspects of life. For example, in business. Here, a business may find that they have a problem to solve and that there are multiple different outcomes, and it's just about finding the one that's the most effective. They all have their positives, and through the use of convergent thinking, you can rationally eliminate the least logical option. You may well find that the most logical answer is the answer that you go with, but you never know what you might find in the others. Therefore, it's important to remember to not discard them straight away. We've spoken about biases before, and how your biases, in many walks of life, can affect your mindset and ultimately your decisions and actions. It's no different when it comes to convergent thinking. Try to avoid jumping to conclusions when it comes to finding logical ideas. Again, the idea that just because something on the surface seems to be wrong doesn't mean that it is. If convergent thinking is all about logic, it could be considered illogical to not even consider other possible outcomes. And this is where you need to be wary of your bias. If you dismiss potential solutions because of your way of thinking, all you're doing is potentially denying yourself and others, depending on what you're trying to solve, of the potential perfect answer. Having said all that though, it's crucial to remember what you're actually trying to solve. By looking at new outcomes and not allowing your bias to control your route, you might find that some are better than first thought. You might decide that this is the route that you should take because of all the possibilities that can come with this outcome. But you have to ensure that you're going with that outcome because it's the most logical and effective one for your issue. Regardless of how good a solution might seem in principle, if it's not actually helping you, then you shouldn't be choosing it. This doesn't mean that you should never choose it, but instead, you should only apply it when it can be at its most effective, its most logical, and ultimately, when it helps you the most. And when you think convergently, you have to be patient. Whilst this type of thinking can improve many things, just like your speed of thought and speed of decision making, it's just as important that you remember to be patient. Of course, it's understandable why you want to solve your problem as quick as possible. But going with the first solution that you come up with, or the first one that seems to do the job, might not always be the best one to go with. By staying patient, applying more logic, being more calculated and rational in your decision making, can actually help you to find a far better alternative. And when you are patient, you might realize that there's something new that you can try. There's nothing wrong with trying something out. Once again, this doesn't demand you to choose a completely random solution that you never would have done before, but instead asks you to at least consider the other options. If you keep on facing the same problem, and you keep on solving it with the same solution, then there's an argument to be made that what you're doing isn't the right thing. After all, why does it keep on coming back if you keep on fixing it? It's in these instances where being open to newer, potentially more unknown solutions might be what's needed to fix the problem once and for all. It can be scary doing things for the first time, but sometimes change is what's required. But convergent thinking isn't without its faults. Just like almost everything in life, there is and are arguments made against it. A common argument is that not everything can be solved with convergent thinking. What this really means is that given convergent thinking essentially requires you to order the suitable solutions, not everything can be strategically ordered in a way that's fair to all and universal across all instances. And to add to this problem, research suggests that with convergent thinking, only the majority is satisfied, excluding the minority and minority arguments. For example, if you're a business, then pleasing the majority and solving the major issues is something that you'll want to do. And convergent thinking is capable of doing this, but only at the expense of the minority. Convergent thinking is something that's obviously necessary to everyday life. We all use it, from solving problems, to making plans, to working on our goals. And it's for this reason that we should actively try to be the most efficient that we can be when we apply it. There are many things we can do to improve our convergent thinking ability. But just like always, you do have to be mindful of the drawbacks. Thank you for listening to this Life Skills podcast, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.